Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Saturday, horny. You know what it is. It is super fun Saturday around here. Listen, mama is all about the fun, my darling. It is super fun Saturday. It is August the 6th, 2022, 7 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 8 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks out, hun. You know I got to push up to the ATL. To my home team, must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the UK and Germany, and my honorary member in India, Karan Batani. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumbarum.com. Gumbarum.com, G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M.com. Please do visit Gumbarum online for all your rum libation needs. I promise you, you will be delighted and hearty. Listen, we have two different flavors, one infused with natural vanilla. Why do they call it natural vanilla? Is it superficial or something? Is there like a superficial one or something? But anyway, listen, darling. It is black infused with natural vanilla. It is Gumba Gold, one infused with natural coconut, which is Gumba Silver. Listen, Steve Gum is the CEO and the founder of Gumba Rum. Listen, while you're on Facebook, do me just a little bitty favor, my darlings. Use the keyword, the Fierce Female. When the page comes up, give it a like and a follow, and I will greatly, greatly, greatly appreciate it. Listen, this is a special musical salute for independent artists Sam Sarah and indie artist Mellow like Jello, baby, because he is so mellow, darling. Listen, let me tell y'all something. Let me tell you like this. Listen, engineer, hold on for 1 second. Hold on, engineers. Listen, let me tell y'all something. I love me some mellow people. You know, I love folks that's real mellow and likes to chill. Listen, anybody that loves to be mellow and chill can always hang around me. Because, listen, let me tell you something. My middle name is Chill. I love to chill. Listen, and especially in the summertime, you know what I'm saying? I'm in the Whitney City. You know, I broadcast live in the Whitney City, and it is like 90 degrees. Even right now here, it is 90 degrees. It is freaking hot around here, 90 degrees. So let me tell you. So listen, I like mellow because he's so cool and he's so chill. Anybody that stays on chill all the time, they're welcome to hang out with me. Because see, listen, it's like this, babies. All the time, I'm on 10. I'm always up on 10. Listen, that's my normal nature to be on 10 all the time. So anytime somebody's on chill mode, we're going to get along real good. We're going to get along really, really good. Let me tell you something. And let me tell you this here. Independent artist, his name Mello reminds me of a guy. Let me tell you this, even before I play his song, Friends with Benefits. I have this one friend. Listen, now this is the honest God truth. This is the honest God truth. His name reminds me of this guy I went out with for just a little bit of short time. Listen, let me tell you something. Me and the guy only went out for maybe two or three takes. He was a real young cat. Let me tell you something. And he was like a little mini Prince. I swear to you not, he looked like Prince in the flesh. Let me tell you. And that's not the reason I was crazy about him. Let me tell you something. He's about 10 years younger than me. I was 30 at the time, so just add it up and just subtract it. You know what I'm saying? Listen, this guy, the first date we went on, I was like, oh, my freaking God. You got to be kidding me. It wasn't even about his looks. Let me tell you guys, it was about his energy. His energy was so mellow, so cool, so chill. It was like, oh, my God. I felt like I was in love and married the guy all in the same time on the first date. Do you hear me now? Listen, he felt the same way. It was just like, wow. We went, you know what we did on the first date? We went to a little coffee shop. It was just the bomb. We went to a pet shop. We went and held the animals. It was just like really, really crazy. So anyway, that's why I said, anybody that's on chill mode, they can come hang with me anytime. Listen, I got some hot music today from independent artist Sam Sarah and independent artist Mellum. Yeah, but y'all know what? Y'all music is going to be heard where? Y'all know where your music going to be heard where? Tell me, come on, engineers. Come on, do your job. Set up already. People all over the world. Yeah, Yes, my darlings, listen, your music is heard by people all over the world. And first up is independent artist Sam Sarah. She's got a great song. Let me tell you something. The name of the song is Hard to Love. Hard to Love. I want you guys to hold on to your seats, really. Hold on to your seats. And listen to all the music before I get here in the studio and everything. Listen, this is Hard to Love. I want you guys to check her out. Check her out. Check her out. And you know what? When you listen to the music, give me your scorecard and you tell me what you think. So you guys didn't know this. You guys did not know there are some folks hanging out with me in the chat. So you can hang out with me in the chat and you can type and converse with me and talk because it's a live broadcast and it's not pre-recorded. Not pre-recorded. Well, listen, so you guys tell me now. You guys tell me in the chat what's up. So now listen, this song is Hard to Love. It is by Sam. Sam Sarah is an independent singer-songwriter. She began performing in bands when she was 15. You hear me up in here. She began singing with bands when she was 15. She went on tour as a backup vocalist. Oh, my God. Listen, And she also did some backup for a famous artist. You know this is getting busy around here. This is a live show already. Listen, hold on already. Put the screens down. Hold on already. Listen, she stopped performing during a 13-year marriage. She had an abusive marriage, so she stopped performing for a while. Surviving and escaping, she began to perform again in 2015. In 2022, she began releasing her original music to share with the world. Her songs range from upbeat love songs to ballads, country to jazz, and some Disney-sounding songs. She describes herself as a girl who loves to sing and perform. Let me tell you something, Sarah. You got the goods, baby. Listen, I'm all about millionaire music. You hear what I'm saying? I'd be glad when I come across somebody that really believes it. You know what I'm saying? Listen, she's got that million-dollar voice. Oh, my God. And listen, she reminds me a little bit of Reba McEntire. I love me some Reba McEntire. Now, you guys know Reba got the I ain't got to tell you that. Reba McEntire is phenomenal. Great, great country singer, great actress, all-around great person. Listen, let me tell you something. She reminds me of Reba McEntire. She has a great voice. Listen, Sam Sarah, baby, you got it. Oh, you got it. Get your website going. Do your thing, girl. Do your thing, girlfriend. I am telling you, you are something else. Got some more music from Sam Sarah in just a moment. But listen, my best friend is coming up. Mello. My best friend Mello is coming up right now. He is so cool. He's always on chill. I got this great song, Friends with Benefits. Let me tell you about Mello, y'all. Let me tell you about him. Let me tell you. He got a super bad website. It is so crisp and clean. You know what I'm saying? He doesn't have a whole bunch of crazy pictures on his website. None of that. It's real chill. And I like to see. Listen, I didn't tell him that in the beginning. I was checking out the website, looking all around, see what's happening. And I like the way he did it. Yeah. Listen, I'm going to tell you some more about that in one moment. Listen, let me tell you. The name of the song is Friend with Benefits by my man. My man, you know what I'm saying. Friends with Benefits, y'all check this out.
For the times that we never had,
bitch, you only want a friend, I know that. You never wanna get hurt again, just know that. Just really got back on the scene, got your glow back. Ain't tryna go back. I know you probably heard enough before, but I really gotta let you know.
I wanna be more than your friend, more than your friend.
I can think of a lot of things we can do, but I really just wanna be next to you, next to you, next to you.
Just wanna be next to you.
Tell me if I'm moving too fast or slow down. I know you're really feeling kinda glad on the lowdown. I know you're really out here chasing bags, you should go now. Go now.
Being a friend, that's a good start. I'm a good friend, so I'ma play the part. Roll the dice, throw the dart, hit your heart. Take a side of you, baby, I look hard. Every time I see you, you look like some more. Eyes wide like a rubber, call me Bart. Knowing if I mess up, you might fall apart. I know you gotta think before you hit restart.
Know you want something real that's overdue, but I know you gotta do what's best for you. Best for you, best for you.
Gotta do what's best for you. Gotta do what you gotta do. Gotta take some time to review. Gotta make sure it's really true. Cause some things you can't undo.
You said you only want a friend, I know that. You never wanna get hurt again, just know that. Just really got back on the scene, got your glow back. Ain't tryna go back. I know you probably heard enough before, but I really gotta let you know.
I wanna be more than your friend, more than your friend.
Listen, that's Friends with Benefits by the artist Mello. Let me tell you a little bit about Mello. He's a pretty simple, cut-and-dry person, born and raised in Texas, second most populated city. Now, listen, he has many talents. He's a quiet person. He has two ears, one mouth. I just love this. We've got two ears and one mouth for a reason. Listen, you know, every time I see that, I just have to give my little dialogue about it. You know what I mean? Or I should say a monologue, whatever it is. You know, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Listen. I love that when he says two ears and one mouth for a reason. But listen, my mouth runs so much and so hard and so fast, people will think I got two mouths on me. You know what I'm saying? Listen, let me tell you something. But listen, let me tell you when he says about two ears and one mouth. Did you guys know that we really need to practice active listening? And it's one thing that really puts a bee in my bonnet. Now, see, Mello, he really got something going when he says that, because it's one thing that puts a bee in my bonnet with people, and it has to do with two ears and one mouth, because I don't know if it's me or if the world is spinning out of control, going crazy or something, but I'm noticing, I wonder if anybody else notices this, that no one has the time to listen what you got to say. Nobody's got the time. All they want to do is say what they got to say, you know, and they put the hand on you. When you go to explain everything, they put the hand on you. And it's just like, what? Don't I get a chance to explain myself here? What is that? To me, that is like the rudest thing in the world. That is the rudest thing in history, to be able that you got to say what you got to say, but that is not communicating. That is not communication. I don't understand this. Who taught people how to communicate? You know what I'm saying? It's just like, just let me say what I got to say. And what you got to say is just irrelevant here. Listen, let me give you a great example. Prime example, it happened to me today. Just the day it happened to me. Listen, let me tell you something. On my lunch break, I said, well, I think I got a taste for some pizza. You know, so I ordered pizza, and they sent me the pizza, and guess what, guys? A slice of pizza was missing out of the box. And I called the lady. I called back. I said, hey, listen, either somebody was real hungry and ate a slice of my pizza. This actually happened. I am not kidding you. I said, either somebody got real hungry, you know, and they took a slice of the pizza or whatever. And then the lady says, well, let me see what we can do. Let me see what we can do. Somebody ate a slice of my pizza. She says, well, let me go get a manager. She goes and get the manager. Now, listen, I'm on hold. What I'm trying to tell these people, what's going on. They put me on hold, and they go and get a manager. And the manager gets on the phone. She says, what's happening? And she says, well, I tell her, I says, well, there's a slice of pizza that's gone. I says, somebody got real hungry. And she, right away, she starts yapping and yapping and yapping and yapping. And she says, oh, I got you. She puts me on hold. She goes in the kitchen to find out what's going on, right? Then she comes back to the phone, and then she starts yapping again. She said, well, I was one in the kitchen that was slicing the pizza. Maybe it fell off. It slid out. And I says, please, can I please explain myself here? And I says, listen. And she goes, she starts talking. She says, well, maybe the person that delivered your pizza ate it. She says, I don't know what's going on with this driver. I says, no, honey, I'm not telling you that DoorDash took my pizza and ate it. I didn't say that. And I says, listen, honey, somebody at the restaurant took a piece out of the box, because when I got it, it was already sold up. The driver had nothing to do with that. It was sold up when I got it. Oh, then let me fix it. And then she calms down. And she says, oh, well, let me get one out to you. And then she says, what do you have? I said, a large thin crust. And I'm telling you, she's just listening. Then at that point, she stopped talking. I says, I had a large thin crust with onions and pepperoni on one side. And she didn't give me a chance to say easy on the cheese. She just hung up the phone. And I'm like, and I get the second one. I get the, I lied to you, not, honest to God. I get the second pizza. It was not thin and crispy. You know, and it had cheese all over the place, and I was so disgusted. I'm like, oh, my God. I says, well, the best thing I got out of this thing is two pizzas, you know, and two for the price of one. So go figure. I says, well, this is just crazy nuts. So anyway, I'm telling you, when he says the two ears and one mouth, people don't listen. She didn't listen to me. And I says to her, you know, you got to let me explain to you what's going on here. You know, people don't listen. They just want to say what they got to say. And that's the only thing that's important. They don't want to hear the other side's conversation. You know, whatever. So listen, I got another song by independent artist Sam Sarah. Y'all got to check this out. This is Make My Dreams, Make My Dreams, Make My Dreams. I want y'all to hear this. Listen, make my dreams come here, come true. Take a listen, check this out.
It's the little things you say and the little things you do. They make me love you more each day. You know, it started with a song, and every time I hear you sing, I feel a love I've never known. Got some questions though for you. Can I give my heart to you? Will you make my dreams come true? Will you take me by the hand? I only wanna be with you. When you smile, it's like the sun came out. make my dreams come true. Will you make my dreams come true? Will you make my dreams come true? Will you make my dreams come true?
Amazing, amazing, amazing. That is Sam Sarah, Make My Dreams Come True. Awesome voice. She really does have a really, really awesome voice. And I really like that song, Hard to Love. Awesome. Listen, she's a great singer, great singer. She did a lot of work, a lot of backup singing. Wonderful. Listen, you guys, I am pretty much out of time. It's been a stone cold blast. Y'all know the script. Y'all know the script. I get to come back later on and do it all over again. It's always such an honor and a privilege. Y'all know to play such fantastic music by fantastic artists. And I just love it that you guys' music is heard by people all over the world. You just never know. You never know who's going to reach out to you. You never know who's going to contact you. You just never know. Million-dollar music, baby. I'm telling you, million-dollar music. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. I'm telling you. Do your thing out there. Listen, I got to get on up out of here. In the special words of Don Kaniz, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and soul.